This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Palestinian Health Ministry accuses Israel of launching an attack near an aid distribution point in war-racked northern Gaza, killing 20 people, wounding 155 others. AP correspondent Charles Zeledesma.
The Israeli military says the report's false, adding it was assessing the violence that occurred late on Thursday. With the thoroughness that it deserves, the international community has been pushing for more aid to enter Gaza, frustrated with the growing humanitarian crisis and with Israel's restrictions that have prevented more aid getting in by land. Australia announced early on Friday it would resume funding to the United Nations Relief Agency for Palestinians and pledged additional money to UNICEF to provide urgent services in Gaza. I'm Charles Ledesma.
Australia is being criticized for canceling the visas of several Palestinians fleeing the conflict with Israel and Gaza. One political party says the move shows a lack of humanity. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports for VOA.
Campaigners for refugees and migrants say several Palestinians have had their Australian visas abruptly cancelled by the Canberra government in recent days. A cancellation notification obtained by local media asserted a particular applicant had never intended to genuinely stay temporarily in Australia. Australia's left-leaning Labor government has defended its actions, insisting they were based on ongoing security checks. But Adam Bandt, the leader of the Australian Greens Party, told the Australian Broadcasting Corporation Friday that visa applicants are being treated unfairly. Phil Mercer, VOA News, Sydney.
The Israeli military says that ship has delivered 200 tons of food, water, and humanitarian supplies to Gaza, inaugurating a sea route from Cyprus. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. and G7 allies are warning Iran to back off a deal to provide Russia ballistic missiles for use in Ukraine or face new sanctions. AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
The Biden administration's been warning of the possibility for months.
The United States is concerned that Russian negotiations to acquire close-range ballistic missiles from Iran are actively advancing.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said in January if a deal went through, the response would be severe. Today, with U.S. officials worried a deal is imminent, the U.S. and G7 allies say they will pile new sanctions on Tehran if it moves forward. Major Western economies already impose extensive sanctions on Iran. Sagar Magani, Washington.
UNICEF, the UN Children's Agency, warned Friday of a potential catastrophic loss of lives in Sudan as the civil war worsens and hunger, and have called for a massive mobilization of resources. Details from VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
Sudan's paramilitary Rapid Support Forces has been fighting Sudan's army for control of the country in a war that has killed thousands and sparked warnings of famine. Jill Lawler is the chief of field operations and emergency for UNICEF in Sudan.
From the international community, we need a massive mobilization of resources by the end of March so that humanitarian partners can get the supplies and capacity on the ground in time to limit the impending humanitarian catastrophe that we're seeing.
UNICEF previously warned that up to 3.7 million children are projected to be acutely malnourished this year in Sudan, including 730,000 who need life-saving treatment. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
Caribbean officials say that a plan to create a transitional presidential council is moving forward after a majority of Haitian parties and coalitions submitted the names of those charged with finding new leaders for the country. Officials said Thursday that the names were provided to a regional trade bloc known as CARICOM that is helping lead the transition. The names are submitted a day after the Haitian politicians and influential figures bickered publicly about the plan and what names to submit, seemingly putting creation of the council at risk. Prime Minister Ariel Henry has pledged to resign once that council is created. The head of the African Development Bank is calling for an end to loans given in exchange for oil or critical minerals used in smartphones and electric car batteries. Such deals have left some African countries in financial crises and have helped China control the extraction of critical minerals such as cobalt in Congo. Akinwumi Adesina said in an interview with the Associated Press that these arrangements come with a litany of problems. I'm Tommy McNeil.